Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, of course, the place to be on Sundays. And for everyone who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 here in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. And for anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and see us. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture selected for this morning is from Psalm 105, verses 1 through 11 and verse 45b, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And the title of the sermon, the title of the psalm is The Eternal Faithfulness of God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O the seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, as humbly as we know how this morning, bringing all our issues, our pains, our problems, and our worries, bringing them to you, Lord, just as you instructed us. And you told us this, Lord, so we would not have anything to stand in the way of our worship or in the way of our loving you. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would wrap your arms around this congregation in such a way that, Lord, that people will know who we are by the way we love each other. And Lord, walk with us. Stay with us and help us. We fall so easily and we get turned around so quickly. But we know, Lord, we know that you are right there, the good shepherd leading his sheep. Help us, Lord, to walk, to follow you, and not to be concerned. And help us, Lord, to love you, and to love you, and to love each other. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we prepare to greet one another, we call it passing of the peace. Amen? Passing of the peace. I want you to, why are you passing the peace to one another? I want you to know this. You and I and all of us as believers, we're all in this together. Amen? We're all in this together. So if you would you please stand and pass the peace with each other? God be with you as all.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And
and the people of God say,
amen.
Amen. That's a very spiritual song there. You know, the Native Americans came up with that tune and stuff. And it just, you know, you can feel the Holy Spirit is here among us.
Amen.
And now, please stand for the call to worship. A statement of faith of the United Methodist Church of Canada. And it's in the hymnal 883. We are not alone. We live in
God's world. We believe in God, who has created, with Christ Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile things new, works in us, God's Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence. To love and serve others, to seek justice, resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, and life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You may be seated.
And now the announcements. We have two birthdays. On the 5th, we have Esther Goins. And then on the 6th, we have Hayden Rayborn. So now let us sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you,
and many more.
Many more.
Does anybody else have any announcements?
I do. Go ahead. You first.
If you look up on the screen, you will see the announcement about the Alamo's Facebook page. If you haven't been there lately, it's time to go back again. A lot of people do church shopping on the internet now, and there's a chance now to hear the message that the Holy Spirit has given through Pastor Ted each Sunday on our Facebook page also. So when you're on Facebook, go to our public page and take a look at that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning again.
Good morning.
I got some
I got a couple of announcements here I'd like to inform the congregation about. First is August the 13th this year, that's on a Sunday. Sunday right after church, we will be having a called church conference. Everyone's invited, and we hope you will attend. This will be a one-item conference. We got one item that we need to discuss and get approved. So this will be right after church. So if you would stay with us, it won't take us long at all. Amen? Amen. Now, next one. We have the City of San Antonio, the Health Department, they have agreed to use our church, Building B, John Lemons Hall, as a vaccination site for back to school for not just for kids, but also for adults as well. So this is going to be, and there'll be more, the city will be putting out advertisement for it. It's a public event. All they want to do is just, they say that this area does not have any access to vaccination. So they agreed to come in and help the community by offering the vaccinations, not just for kids, but for everyone. There'll be more information coming on that. Amen? Amen. I think that's it. Yes. Oh.
The yellow flyer? Yeah.
Yes. The yellow flyer. Back to school. It's time already, and Candlewood Elementary, they need our support. I talked with the assistant principal last week, and these items is what they need. They have their school supplies already taken care of, but what they're going to need are things like backpacks, Walmart gift cards, baby wipes, tissues, and disinfecting wipes. So if you could help them, that would be awesome. And you can just bring your stuff. You can either put it back here on the back, or you can give it to myself, or you can give it to Jan, and we'll be happy to take your donation. Okay. All right. Yes. Ah. Hold on. Jesus Fest. Born Again Ministries is sponsoring a Jesus Fest at Lander Park in New Braunfels. It's a great revival opportunity. A lot of churches will be there. Tessie and I, and I think Harriet and Jaden went last year. If you can go out and be blessed. Amen? You know, one of the things that we as Christians, we've got to learn to do, if we haven't learned it already, we have to learn to fellowship with each other. Amen? Because I don't know if you know this or not, but when you get to heaven, there's going to be a whole bunch of fellowship. All right? Going to be a whole, so we might as well get ready to here on earth and be prepared to fellowship. Yes, that is Saturday, August the 5th. This Saturday, August the 5th, 12 o'clock, Lander Park, and I believe that's in New Braunfels, right? Okay, all right.
I have one more announcement about Vacation Bible School. We are two Saturdays away from Vacation Bible School. Really excited about it. Got a wonderful day planned. And I just got two new registration forms today, and I have more to give out. But we are definitely at the point where we would like to know this weekend who will be attending, so we can plan for the number of kids and also the number of people. So if you plan to fellowship with us that day and see what's happening with the kids, you are welcome to do that also. And it'll be Saturday the 12th from 8:30 to 2:30. Okay. Thank you.
Please stand and join in our opening hymn, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the fire.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Heavenly Father, how grateful we are to have the inspired scriptures as a mirror through which we are enabled to see the things that we need to do to honor your name. I pray that I may remain firm in the faith, grow in love, and rejoice in the blessed hope that we have in Christ. Amen. Thank you for the privilege of prayer and for the wonderful witness we have from Paul's powerful praying. I pray that my intercessions and prayers may be guided by you as I look for that glorious day when Christ comes for his church, and may we all be sanctified entirely, spirit, soul, and body, and be made complete and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare for our tithes and our offerings. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come seeking your presence. We come seeking your word. We recognize that we are sometimes not good stewards of all that you have entrusted to us. And we pray, Lord, that you will give us the Spirit to be the ones that care for your gifts. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts so that we may be the cheerful givers that you so desire. And we ask that you take our tithes and our offerings, as meager as they are, and use them to further your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of Thessalonians, in God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you
Thanksgiving for the Thessalonians faith. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompt by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. For you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message ranged out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescued us from the coming wrath. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated.
Song of thankfulness, thankful to God for his daily provision every day. It's also a song of regret for the wasted days and the short life that God gives us on this earth. It's also a song of regret because we waste time speaking idle words, idle gossip, instead of spreading the word of Jesus Christ. It's a song of repentance because we should repent. The time grows short. The time to change is now.
Amen.
Sing along if you want. All I've taken from you.
Glad God is in this place.
Amen.
Loving Father, I long to walk in spirit and truth in the power of your Holy Spirit so that I decrease in my own importance and Christ increases in my life to become all in all. May the joy of the Lord be my strength in all the difficulties and trials of life, so that Christ is seen in me and others may be drawn to him through my witness. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare our hearts for the message. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come praising your name. But we come also thirsting for your word. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit so that we may hear your word proclaimed today. We ask, Lord, that you give Pastor Ted courage, that you give him strength as he delivers the message that your Spirit has given for each of us. And we ask, Lord, that you attune our ear to your word so that we may take your message into our hearts and let it not just sit with us, but let it burn within us so that when we leave this place, we will spread your word to all the world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You go get the kids, please. Well, good morning, folks. You all look so expectant, so excited this morning. We Well, I'm excited too. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. The kids are coming down. We got some new kids here, aren't we? Let's see. Who are the new kids here? Let's see. I know this young one. This is October right here, right? And this is Molly, and you are, hold on, this is October, say October.
October.
See, it didn't hurt, did it?
See it. See it.
Layla.
Layla. Laura. All right, boy, here comes the rest of the group. All right. You know what? What did you guys learn today in Kids Club? What did you learn? Anybody? What did they teach you this morning? Did they teach you something about Jesus? What was it? About his name? What did they say? What did they say? Who is this Jesus? What did he say? Well, I know you always know because you're smart, aren't you? What about you, hon? What they teach you?
Of God and the different names for God.
What's one of those names that you learned of?
That he was called the Lamb, the Holy Lamb.
He was called the Lamb of God. Does everybody understand that? He was called the Lamb. What's a Lamb? You might know what a Lamb is. What's a Lamb? What do you think a Lamb is? What's a Lamb?
He had no flaws.
He was perfect, true. What else?
He had no flaws.
He had no flaws. Amen. He had no flaws. So remember this. Jesus is our Lamb of God. And what that means for us is that he's our Lamb and he has taken away all our sins. All our sins.
Pastor, the kids may not be in the mood to speak, to say a lot, but I think they're in the mood to say something.
All right. One of the things the Lord taught his disciples and taught those who were following him, in those days, children were very low on the social ladder. Very low. But in God's kingdom, they are very high. Amen? And they are the true, they are like little lambs to the Lord, and he loves them very much. And he told us to never chase them away. Never chase them away. Always welcome them and bring them to you. That's why I hope this church will always be welcoming to our little ones, because the Lord loves them very much. And he said if one of anybody causes one of those little ones to stumble, he says it'd be like a millstone. You know, they'll throw you in a pond with a rock tied around your neck. That ain't good. Amen? Thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. You know, I looked when I studied for this sermon and looked at the church in Thessalonica, I couldn't help but think about Alamo United Methodist Church. You see, this little church in Thessalonica had just been started by Paul. And the Holy Spirit was in full effect there and was really, really, really had the folks energized. And in the midst of all of this, they had all kind of problems around them. I mean, they had a lot of external pressure and even some internal pressures among them that kept this church together. Paul writes a letter, two letters, to the church at Thessalonica. And last week we talked about how that they were to stand firm in their faith among their suffering and all their issues and all their problems, the persecution that they face. And I would like to submit to you this morning, folks, you may not be persecuted like this church at Thessalonica, but I would submit to you that there are churches around this world, Christians, who cannot have a Bible in public. They cannot worship like you can, come every Sunday morning and worship without any fear. They have to do it underground. Some of them even get killed for their faith. So in your prayers, please pray for those churches and for those Christians that are being persecuted even today. Okay. Now, so Paul established this little church during his second missionary journey, and it's kind of hard to imagine what it must have felt like for the Christians in the first and second century to practice their faith. You know, there were so many other dominant religions and so many other belief systems that day, and there were power structures in place that really was a threat to them. So, and as we can see, and if you read your New Testament, you read your Bible, you'll see that the church was seen as a threat to the other more established religion systems and authority. They were afraid of the Christians because of the power that it had for lives to be changed. And that was something that they could not deal with. And they could not stand the fact that all of this is coming from an itinerant band of disciples, and they followed around a poor Jewish carpenter from Nazareth. They couldn't handle that. So the early church, they suffered because of their faith, and we should expect the same as we follow the Lord as well. Our title this morning is Standing Firm in Suffering. Standing firm in suffering or firm in suffering. You know, in John 15:18 through 19, Jesus tells his disciples that people are going to reject him. They're not going to like him, and they're going to even put him to death. And he told his disciples the same thing, that it's going to happen to you. And as you follow Jesus, remember, your battle is not with your friends. It's not with your co-workers or your neighbors or anyone like that. It's your battle, our battle, is with our original adversary, the one who is the key of division and diversion. And we have got to learn, just like the early church, to stand firm in our faith, even in the midst of suffering and persecution. So these first two chapters, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and chapter 2, they really help us to see the affection and admiration that Paul had for the church. He talks to them, said, he said, you guys have become a model to all the believers all over Macedonia and Achaia. You know, and what's even interesting here is that Paul recognizes that this young church, that they received the gospel even in spite of what they were going through. So Paul tells them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, they welcomed the message with joy, and they received the gospel message with suffering and welcomed it with joy. That is awesome. A church that is in the middle of all of this, they can still receive God's word with joy. I wonder this morning, the things that you may be going through, the issues that you may be facing this morning, can you still pray? Can you still praise God? Can you still come to church even in the midst of this? This young church did, and I believe we must do the same thing. You see, this story in Thessalonians about this little church reminds me of another story where suffering, joy, and the gospel were all intertwined together. If you can remember in Acts 5:41-42, the apostles, they experienced disgrace. They experienced flogging and humiliation, all for the cause of Christ. But the important thing to remember here and to focus on is, not only did they go through it, but they counted it worthy that they were able to suffer with Christ. Oh, dear man, I tell you, when you can stand up, when you can stand up in the face of persecution and say, that's okay, Lord, I'm following you. I'm happy, I'm suffering, but I'm happy because I'm suffering for you. That's an awesome thing. That is a great sign of spiritual maturity, and that is a great sign that a Christian really, really, truly loves the Lord. I wonder this morning, can you stand this morning or today, and when you're suffering, can you stand in faith and stand firm? One thing we've got to learn from looking back through this history of faith, that there are hundreds and thousands of stories of faith-filled believers who stood firm in the face of suffering. Some folks, like these apostles, they took it even a step forward. You see, they rejoiced. The Thessalonian church, they persevered so well. Listen to this. They persevered so well that they became an example to other believers across the entire region. Jesus is looking for a church that will stand firm in faith in the midst of persecution, and he's looking at us to stand firm in this community where we are, in spite of what may come against us. You know, and in spite of the issues and the difficulties that will come, the Lord has brought this church, how old is this church? Over 100 years old. He has brought this church a long way. Amen? Some are still here, and many are gone. And I would imagine there was a lot of suffering along the way. Amen? There was a lot of issues. And I don't want to make it sound all rosy and everything. But as we keep going, as we keep living, as we keep learning, we keep trusting, there's going to be more suffering. But we can take the example from the church at Thessalonica that we can overcome that with the Lord's help. You see, through their testimony of faith, we are encouraged in our own life, even though this is over 2,000 years ago. And we can read further on in the letter that we learn that Paul and his companions, they suffered greatly just trying to get the gospel to Thessalonica in the first place. You see, the gospel at Thessalonica, it was received with suffering. And those who brought the gospel to them, it was delivered with suffering. Because they suffered to get it to them. You see, the gospel is often received with suffering. And the joy it makes sense that it would be delivered in the same way. Not only was the church an exemplary one, those who delivered the good news, they were an incredibly faithful and devoted group. You don't have to be a mega church to please the Lord. Amen? You don't have to have a lot of money. The treasurer does not have to have, you know, a whole lot of money. what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for a few believers who will stand firm with Him while we're on this faith journey. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be a theologian. But what you do have to be is committed to following Jesus. And He will take care of all the hard work for you. I call it the legwork. What you do is you trust and you believe. Now, that don't mean you get to sit in the pew and take it easy while Jesus does the work. No, no, no. He wants you to follow Him because He says the harvest is what is out there, but the laborers are few. Right in this neighborhood, right in Kirby, in this area, the harvest is great. There are folks out there who don't know anything about the Lord, let alone about a church. That's where we come in. We are to be the bridge from them, from the world to Christ. We are to be the bridge. I would ask you this question this morning. Do you think things are any different today? Do you think that the gospel of Jesus is threatening to those in power? Do you think it's threatening to those who lead by the way of control of others and coercion? Oh, I don't think things are much different today than they were 2,000 years ago, folks. I think we still have the same problems, but thanks be to God that our Lord never changes. His help is still there. So I would ask you this question. Are you ever truly free until Christ sets you free? Are you really ever truly free until Christ sets you free? You see, the big picture, the reality of it is that both delivering and receiving the gospel is very dangerous business. You see, there are powers and principalities in this world that does not want to see the word go out. So the enemy is going to try to do everything in his power to stop us from presenting the gospel to the community. He's going to try to stop you from living the life that you ought to live. But I want to tell you this morning. We serve a God who is mighty, and He has overcome the world. So I would encourage you today that put your hope and your trust in Jesus, and He will carry us through. Thanks be to God that He knew how hard things would get, and He saw fit to build us up together into a spiritual home. And know this, you are not alone in your faith. You see, the Master knew that we would need each other. He knew that it would be hard. You see, now I'm gonna point something out to you, and you may believe me or you won't, or you may not. I hope you do. Some of you here today, what you have, one of the most powerful assets that you have in standing firm in faith and in suffering are the very people sitting around you. Because, listen to me, dear ones, we all suffer together. Amen? When Christians suffer, when the body of Christ suffers, we all suffer together. But I want you to know this morning that we are better. We are better together. We are stronger together. And we are more powerful when we stand together, stand firm together. And you know this, and when you do suffer, as we all will, you can be confident that there are others who know how it feels and who suffered in the same similar way. There's folks that may be going through some of the same things that you're going through. Folks that may be suffering from something that your testimony can help them. Sometimes all it takes is a phone call or an email or just a kind word. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, for you brothers and sisters, you became the imitators of God's church in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffered from your own people. The same things those churches suffered from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and drove the prophets out. We're all going to suffer together. This is what Peter says in 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9. Be alert and sober of mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. The people that Peter is talking about, we can relate to them today, that there are other believers that are suffering all over the world, and we should stand firm in the faith with them. A family of believers. I think that is an awesome term. And see, and what Peter's solution is, just like Paul's solution was, we have to stand firm in the faith. When we suffer, we must stand firm. When we're mocked, teased, and ridiculed, stand firm. When our friends or family, they cut us off, they won't have nothing to do with, we've got to stand firm. When you even may have to leave your job, stand firm. Stand firm. We learn what it means to stand firm in our faith. And at some point, we learn that we are not standing alone. You see, folks, we never did. We never were. We stand with the entire church, family of believers around the world, with Christ the head, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Persevering in the faith is family business, folks. As I said earlier, we're all in this together. All of us were in this together. And God wants you to know today that you are not alone. So we all have to suffer at some point in this faith that we have in Christ. So the message today and the example that we see in the Thessalonican church is to stay on course, to stand firm, and don't give up, give in. And I want you to consider this. You see, what it looks like to support others around the world who may be suffering differently, possibly more intentionally than you and I are today. We got it made today. But there are some missionaries. There are some organizations. There are some groups even right now that are suffering. You know, I would wonder, would you pray for them? Would you get involved with them and help them? What better way than to stand firm in the faith than is to support those institutions and support those missionaries that are carrying the word of God, the gospel? Now, as you probably already know, the enemy wants to isolate you. He wants us to feel alone. He wants us to become discouraged and frustrated. You know, he wants us to give up on our faith. But I want you to remember that he wants all of that so he can devour you and eat you up. He's not looking to help you. He's looking to hurt you. He's looking to feed his insatiable appetite for destruction. And that's where we must resolve to stand firm in our faith, especially when it pertains to suffering and difficulty. So whether you're one that's delivering the gospel or you're receiving the gospel, whether you are more like the Apostle Paul and his companions or more like the church at Thessalonica, let the gospel be filled with joy. And in the words of Peter, remember this, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you, I love this, and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, please help us to learn. Help us to how to rejoice in the midst of our suffering. Help us to realize that you're there with us, even when things get hard, the way get dark, when we can't see. But we know, Lord, that if we keep following you, we keep our hand in your hand, everything's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for being our good shepherd. In your blessed name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, I want to say this. God bless you this morning. I pray that His love, the Holy Spirit, falls on each one of you if it's not already on you. I pray that the Lord will enable you to do great things for the kingdom. I pray that He'll enable you to wrap your arms around each other and love each other. Not as the world loved, but as Christ loved us. And you know what, folks? It's hard to do that. It's hard to do that. That's why we need Him. Oh, we need Him. So we need Jesus every step of the way. And the invitation goes out to anyone this morning who may want a closer walk with the Lord. You may be out of step with Him. Maybe you're not sure where He's going. Maybe you want to recommit and rededicate your life to come to go further with Christ. Maybe you're going through something this morning that you need the Lord's help to deliver you out of. I don't want you to be ashamed or be afraid. The only one that you got to worry about is Jesus. Amen? Because He's watching you ever so closely. And He knows your heart. And don't ever think, dear one, that you're doing this by yourself. Don't ever think that He doesn't care. Because He does. He loves you very much. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
Please stand for the invitation hymn, Lily of the Valley.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in Him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow He's my comfort, in trouble He's my stay. He tells me every care on Him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, in Him the brightest star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will my grievous taken and all my sorrow cure. In temptation He's the strong and mighty tower. I have all for Him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now He keeps me by His power. Though the world for Him forsake me and Satan tempt me sore, though Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live my faith into His blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With His manna He my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see His blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Isn't that awesome? He is the lily of the valley. I wonder if you really, really, truly know what that means in your heart. Amen? I hope that you do. Listen to me. When you leave this place, this is where the battle is going to really, really happen. When you go outside those doors, when you go outside, when you get in your car and you drive down the road, when you go to Walmart and you go out to eat or wherever, that's when the standing firm is going to happen. Amen? That's when the standing firm, that's when the real, as the preachers tell them, that's where the Christian living, where the rubber meets the road. Amen? Oh, it's easy. You got your halo going in here. And they're all shined and everything. They look good. But out there, amen, I pray that the Lord will be with you as you go and you serve Him and you do the things that He wants you to do. Amen. May the Lord go with you and bless you. Amen.
Amen. Let's continue to keep all of God's children in our thoughts and prayers, health, improvements, and not only pray for America, but pray for the world as a whole. We need God in our lives every day. Continue prayers of support for our homebound, Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Elaine Bixler, Norma Glenn, Kathy Bedell, and James Murphy. Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers for Gerda's sister, Immigard. And it's wonderful to see Virginia back. Pray for her granddaughter, Reagan, and also for her daughter-in-law, Kristen. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers for Selma Sheck, her husband David, for her health, and for her sister Kathy. Lord, hear our prayers.
Amen.
Continued prayers for Homer's friends Joaquin Gonzalez, Alfonso Perez, and his nephew Dylan, and niece Anna Marie. He also is asking prayers for Gregory Puente, who is battling cancer and has gone into hospice. So, Lord, hear our prayers.
Amen.
He's also asking, and there's a few that remember July 31st, you know, when we lost Ruth. She is up in heaven with her family. Her and George are leading a church up there, so hallelujah. He's also prayers of celebration and joy for Brother Sergio and his 10 years and the people of Oasis. And they meet for Bible study. And he'd like to say a happy anniversary. And hallelujah. So thanks be to God and all the people with Oasis, Peggy, and for Sergio. He's also telling, and Peggy has sent me the link to this, if you cannot attend the Oasis, you know, listen to the podcast on Wednesday night, every Wednesday night, and you can just go through Alamo webpage to find it. Or Peggy, she sent me a different link for it, but it's a wonderful hour, 45-minute service, so thanks be to God, to Oasis. Bob and Gwen asking prayers for Dora, Clem's sister-in-law, having gallbladder surgery. Grandson Darren fell on his tailbone playing basketball. And it not could be, it is bruised. It's happened to me. And it does hurt, Gwen. Daughter Robin going to Alaska for business. Lord, hear our prayers and watch over the Clem family. Sandra Boykins is asking continued prayers for Darren for improved health. Lord, hear our prayer for her son. God be with them. Prayers of continued support for Bonnie and her family, for Eileen Fader, Ken Austin, Sandy Bundick, and it's a joy when she's here with us. Hello, Miss Sandy. Continued prayers of support for Gene Bixler, you know, caregiver to not only his wife, but he goes around and sees a lot of our homebound. So God bless Gene, and God bless your wife. Vicki Ballman, and for Lance Shaw, for Sonny Gossett, And Jim Whitney last week, and he's not here this morning, but he's asking prayers for his son up in Dallas. He has stage 4 cancer. So, Lord, hear our prayers for the Whitney family. A few months ago, you know, they lost Barbara, and now his son is. So, God be with the Whitney family. Also, Karen Lawrence is Doug had a good week, and if y'all get a chance to say hello to him out in the parking lot before they leave, but you know, Doug's doing good. They're going to have some lab work this coming week and proceed from there. So, God be with Karen Lawrence and for son Doug and for Doug's father and his caregiver, Glenn and Jeff. Lord, hear our prayers for the Miller and Lawrence family. And starting next week, Frank and I are going to alternate doing the August scripture reading. If anybody else wants to volunteer, you know, mention to me after service, to Frank, call Jan. We also have paper to sign up for scripture readings right out beside the media door. So if it's something that appeals to you and you'd like to come up here and, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, read a scripture, it would definitely be appreciated. Go out and enjoy this Sunday. God be with each and every one of you and with all of us.
Let's prepare our hearts for prayer this morning. I want you to take your bulletin home with you, please. And I want you to, those names and things that are listed in our bulletin, please lift them up to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Let the Lord know that you care. He knows what they need, but He wants to hear from us. And also, please pray. Please pray for those missionaries in those churches that are suffering persecution. Let us pray this morning. Oh, Lord, you've given us such a great opportunity to come before your throne, Lord. You said we could come boldly to the throne of grace. And we thank you, Lord. We pray for those that are listed in our bulletin, Lord. We pray for those, Lord, that may be facing issues, those that need comfort, those that need healing, Lord. We pray that you would put your healing touch on each one of them. Those, Lord, who may be homebound and can't come to church, we lift them up before you, Lord. And Lord, we lift up this community, this neighborhood, Candlewood Elementary and all the other schools. We lift up the teachers, Lord. The administrators, all those that are getting ready to go back to school, the bus drivers, the custodians, all of them, Lord, the school lunch people, we pray that you would be with them, Lord, to help them, Lord, to serve these children in the way that they ought to be served. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity of mission that you've given us here at Alamo. Enable us, empower us, Lord, like never before. Put a spirit of love in us, Lord, that cannot be broken anywhere. We know that you're going to do it. And Lord, teach us to pray, to always pray and not worry. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and the glory, for you deserve it. In your name we pray. Amen and amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember all those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join again here next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted will be bringing us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please stand for our closing hymn, the Servant Song.
Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey. Light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping, when you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share.
Receive the word, take the word to the world.